This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. Today's topic is healthcare and how we may be able to stem the global crisis by replacing poorly coordinated, acute-focused, episodic care with more coordinated, proactive, preventative, and patient-centered approaches, and the role that information plays in this transformation. In this segment, you're going to listen in as Susan Nowak, the worldwide industry executive for healthcare for IBM Business Analytics, interviews Dr. Paul Grundy. Dr. Grundy is the IBM Global Director of Healthcare Transformation. An industry thought leader, Dr. Grundy develops and executes strategies that support healthcare industry transformation initiatives. Dr. Grundy also serves as the chairman of the Patient-Centered Primary Care Collaborative.
Hello, I'm Sue Nowak, the Worldwide Industry Executive for Healthcare for Business Analytics at IBM, and I'm here today with Dr. Paul Grundy, who is the Director of Healthcare Transformation.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Paul, could you give us a little bit of introduction of your role at IBM?
What I'm trying to do is drive transformation of healthcare to a much more robust model of care where we as a buyer of care can get care that's integrated, coordinated, accessible, and comprehensive. So how do we realign, how do we socially change the system, align the economics of the system to drive the kinds of transformation that has occurred in other industries in healthcare? How do you realign payment in a way that you get outcomes, that you, instead of being able to buy a good amputation for your diabetic, you buy the kind of care that prevents the diabetes from occurring, delivered that way versus continuing to pay only for the amount of time you spend at the window.
So from an industry perspective, is this a global issue?
Yes, this is very much a global issue, really resulting in us needing a much more robust primary care system. We call it the patient-centered medical home that allows for the coordination of care.
Can you speak a little bit to the role that having information available and how we utilize that information may play in tomorrow's healthcare system?
Data and the ability to analyze data is going to do for the doctor's minds what X-ray has done for their vision over the past 20 to 30 years. So it's going to be about taking information and making it actionable at the point of care. So just a story to illustrate. I'm sitting in a doctor's office. This one happens to be in Denmark. And a patient comes in, and the patient wants sleeping meds. And an alert comes back to the doctor, and the alert says, "Doctor, this is a known asthmatic." So it isn't like a mystical thing, you know, that you have data flowing. I mean, it's just making the information available at the point of care. And then when you have enough information, so you can see that the last 10,000 people who had those kind of blips on their EKG had had that kind of reaction to the medicine, you know, X, all of a sudden you have predictive information. All of a sudden you have the ability to say with 89% certainty that this is the kind of pattern that we can see will lead to this, right? And so it gives the doctor some warning. It's going to be a really exciting journey. I'm just thrilled by it as a physician.
Can you speak a little bit in terms of what you see are some of the major issues that really analytics can play a role to help us solve?
I can see it happening already in some places where we're further out than in others. For example, what about taking the massive amount of information that a physician would have to make clear, concise decisions about a disease as complex as diabetes? You know, rather than having 28 pages of forms and reports that he has to search through and miss most of, and that he has to juggle in his mind, I mean, let's take all that information, let's structure it in a way that it really becomes usable at the point of care.
Do you have any recommendations for some of the hospitals and health systems and or physician groups of what they could be doing today to help prepare for that new way of using information?
I think probably fundamentally the most important thing that they need to do is to look at how the world's going to change with data and information flow, with health information technology. How do you really have to restructure yourself to capture that and utilize it more effectively? So the entire nation of Denmark structured themselves so that the agent of action, so where the data flows to, where it becomes actionable information, is in the primary care office. I mean, that's the level that you want it to be acted on, right? So you keep the patients out of the hospital. So it's the dialogue between the patient and the primary care physician who is in charge of comprehensive care can take action and prevent and recognize patterns, disease, so that you end up actually preventing the diabetes versus using the hospital for the amputation of the diabetic. That shift is what's driven, 155 hospitals down to 25.
I know that Denmark has one of the more progressive models in terms of sharing information across their different suppliers and providers. How do you see that evolving in other GOs in order to share that information more effectively? Is that where the medical home concept really plays that role?
Fundamentally, we're really at the kind of razor's edge of how we decide to make information usable or meaningful, right? So if you want to really restructure healthcare towards a more integrated, coordinated model, i.e. the patient-centered medical home model, which all the primary care docs agree that's what they should do, then you also need to align the payment for the HIT to follow, and that's exactly what is happening in the United States. In Canada, I think they're even further along than that. They've really begun to structure how healthcare flows, just like they did in Denmark, so that it can be captured so that you're more likely to capture and prevent illness rather than treat it and do rescue care. So, I mean, you're beginning to see these technology solutions being acquired by, companies like IBM to really begin to allow data to flow, data to be analyzed, data become actionable information at the point of care, in the same way that we've seen that happen in other industries like banking and transportation over the past, 20 or 30 years.
I think you've painted a very interesting and exciting future for us. We thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure.
For more information on IBM Cognos Solutions for Healthcare, please visit ibm.com/cognos/healthcare.
IBM Cognos Forum and SPSS Directions are now Business Analytics Forum. See the future of decision-making at our new annual conference for Cognos and SPSS customers, October 24th to 27th at the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. Register before August 1st and save $500. Learn more at ibm.com/events/BA Forum. From business intelligence to business analytics and all points in between, this is BI Radio.